You're listening to the Organize My Thoughts podcast, where we teach you how to get out of your head so you can execute the vision. I am your host, Kyla Jackson. Let's get started. Hello, family, and welcome back to another episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. I am so excited to be back. We'd actually taken a break back in 2024, and I wasn't sure if the podcast was going to come back, but I got clearance from God, and we are good to go for another season. Okay, I am so excited. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can actually watch us on YouTube at Organize My Thoughts. So don't forget to subscribe and let's talk face to face because there's honestly nothing better. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about the art of executing. And I'm going to be sharing some behind the scenes and some of my testimony of what it's been like executing with God over the past few years, because it is completely different from just doing things on your own. And honestly, different from what I've seen a lot of other people do. There's some highs and some lows. There's wisdom and so many lessons that I've learned over the years that I think could be very beneficial. So those of you entrepreneurs or entrepreneurial women who are listening. But before we get into the actual episode, I want to start off with some updates, and we're going to do the Clarity Cafe, which is a new segment that I'm excited to tell you about in just a second. So the first update is I want to know, when it comes to executing a business idea, are you a starter, staller, or slayer? You can actually find out by taking the free quiz in the description box below or in the show notes. And when you take that quiz, you're going to get access to a free masterclass that I've created just for you called Idea to Income. And it's going to teach you how to stop overthinking and actually execute your business idea. I've used all of the tips that I share in that training, and honestly, it has made such a world of a difference in my life. So again, if you want to take that quiz, you can actually click the link in the description box or in the show notes if you're listening on Apple or Spotify. The next update that I want to share with you guys is that I am actually going back to school, and I'm excited now, but I wasn't excited at first because honestly, I used to say you could not pay me to go back to school. I am not the girl that's always chasing degrees and all of that. I was good with my bachelor's in digital marketing, but God has a way of priming our hearts to get us to do His will, and I'm honestly grateful for it. But earlier this year in 2025, the Lord put it on my heart to go back to school to become a therapist. And honestly, I was a little bit confused because before this, God had me get certified in life coaching. And at first, I couldn't understand the correlation between becoming a certified life coach and then helping people execute their business. Until over the past few years, I started working with so many women, and they were so stuck inside their heads dealing with procrastination, anxiety, ADHD, executive dysfunction, like all of these things we had to deal with before we could even get to the actual creating of the business and the marketing and all of those things. So now fast forward, going back to school to become a clinical mental health counselor, I'm so excited because I was praying to the Lord about what is the type of person that He wanted me to focus on specifically. Because honestly, clinical mental health can be applied to any type of person. But for me, God is calling me to focus specifically on people who are, of course, are called to business, but also struggle with ADHD and executive dysfunction. And I feel like whether you've been diagnosed or not, a lot of those symptoms keep coming up in my clients. And so I'm so excited to have that knowledge to be able to help my clients through this, because that is a struggle that most people don't talk about. We see a lot of advice online about how to stop overthinking and how to get more done, but people that struggle with ADHD and executive dysfunction, they have a whole nother barrier and mindset shifts that need to happen in order for them to move forward. So I'm so excited for what God is doing, and I can't wait to continue to give you guys updates along that process, and your girl will have her master's. So how exciting. So those are all the updates that I wanted to share, but now let's go ahead and get into our new segment on the podcast, which is called The Clarity Cafe. Now, I introduced The Clarity Cafe in my weekly newsletter about a month ago, and it has been really impactful. And basically, you guys can ask me questions about getting out of your head and executing your business idea. I love Q&A style segments, so I'm so excited to introduce this segment. Now, some of the questions that are submitted will be answered live on the podcast, and some of them will be answered on the newsletter. So just make sure that you're subscribed to both so you don't miss if your question is answered. You do have the option to stay anonymous or share your name, so that's totally up to you. And the link to that form to submit your question will also be in the description box or show notes. Now let's go ahead and get into this week's segment of the Clarity Cafe. Our question comes from our good sis, Clarissa. She says, "Hi, Kyla. I struggle to take action in my life. I desire change. However, when I take the necessary steps, it lasts about 2 weeks. I've struggled with starting and stopping most of my life. I'm tired of where I am in life. I became complacent and it's hurting me. I want to come from I want to I am doing. I have a business and a podcast. I want to grow my show and build a platform on YouTube. My main goal is to come out of my business and into full-time podcasting, content creation, and get my degree in psychology. I bought journals, courses, and more to improve. However, I can't actively execute what needs to be done. I appreciate any help you can provide." Hey, Clarissa, thank you again for submitting your question to the Clarity Cafe. First, I want to say that I actually understand where you are. In fact, many of my clients deal with this execution stage where they know what they want to do. They've absorbed all of the information. Like you said, you've read the books, you've done the courses, you have all of this information. But when it comes to executing, your momentum doesn't last. Now, while I don't know the specifics of your situation outside of what you've shared, based on my clients who have experienced this same issue of going from I want to I am doing, one of the main reasons that causes that gap is having too many interests and not a strong enough why. You mentioned a couple of things that you wanted to grow your podcast, that you want to start content creation, and you want to go back to school. All of those are great things to do, but sometimes when you are a person who has so much information already from all the things that you've learned, you've really got to scale everything down to just one step at a time. And I know that may sound like an obvious first step, but when you're a very ambitious person and you have all of these different things you want to do, it's so important to scale down to something that is actually practical and step by step. Motivation is probably what you're running off of when you are starting things and it's kind of wearing off 2 weeks later. And it's because after motivation, you need that discipline to maintain what you're doing. Now, both motivation and discipline can be gained, but that really big thing that's going to keep you, number one, is your why. Why do you want to grow your podcast? Why do you want to go into content creation? If the why is something that is very superficial or just something that really doesn't get you going, then it's going to wear off. If your why is rooted in being obedient to God, if your why is being rooted in the people that you're going to help, if your why is your situation turning around and there's some urgency there, then you're more than likely going to have that first step that you need in order to actually be consistent. So that would be my first thing, is really sit down and ask yourself, what is your why? And the why that you had before is not big enough if you've been in that cycle for so long of starting and stopping. The second thing that I would recommend you do is to go the next 2 months executing with only the information that you have. Sometimes when you're absorbing so much content and so many courses and all of this information, it makes you feel like you're always doing something wrong. And let me explain a little bit more. Everyone has their own unique way of doing something. And so the more teachers and knowledge that you absorb from, the more confused you will get because everyone is going to tell you something different. This really does play a heavy role in our mind when we go to executing, because once you take one step, you start to question, well, should I do it like this person taught me or should I do it like this person taught me? And if you have a lot of this type of person, then you're going to be very confused. So even those small adjustments can really help you to get the ball rolling, and don't feel like you have to conquer the entire mountain all at once. Just start with building some momentum. You don't need to execute all of these ideas all at once, because another thing that I see is people can be so ambitious in what their idea of consistency looks like that they are unable to maintain it. I'll give you the example of morning routines. Most people want to be a morning person. And so they say, you know what, I'm going to wake up at 4 a.m. Well, if previously you've been going to bed between 12 and 1 and you've been waking up between 7 and 8, then it's not very likely that you'll be able to be consistent with waking up at 4 a.m. every day. So for you, think about when you are actually starting to be consistent before you start to fall off during those 2 weeks. Are you creating realistic expectations of what consistency looks like for you? Once you take all of this to God, give yourself like a month or two to start building some momentum. And if you find that you are still falling in that place of starting and stopping, it may be time to invest in one-on-one coaching. One-on-one coaching can really make a big difference when it comes to executing because unlike group coaching and courses and ebooks, where a lot of it is information and it requires you to lean on yourself, one-on-one coaching is somebody who's giving you direct attention and can walk alongside your unique challenges. And so that's something that the Drained to Driven program can really help you with, where I'll literally walk with you over 6 weeks and we will execute your business idea together. I'm not just going to give you more information because you probably have all the information. You just need to figure out the practicalities and be consistent with that. And Drained to Driven can definitely help with that. So if that program sounded helpful to you or anyone else listening, you can actually click the link in the description box or the show notes to learn more and go ahead and apply. Alrighty, that wraps up our segment of the Clarity Cafe. If you would like to submit your question to be answered either on the podcast or in the weekly newsletter, you can click the link in the description box or the show notes to get the link to that form. Now let's go ahead and transition into our topic for today, which is the art of executing. Now let's start off with the actual definition of the word execute, which means to carry out a plan, order, or course of action to completion. It doesn't just mean to start something, it means to carry it out until it is fully complete. Now, I haven't always been great at completing things. I was really good at starting things and having great big visions and honestly getting lost in the details when I tried to start implementing them. And this is where a lot of you are, where you get maybe multiple business ideas and you get very excited in the beginning. But as you start to take those steps, you either get confused on which path is the right path to take. You get shiny object syndrome and you feel like it's easier to chase another idea, or maybe you see that an idea is working well for others and so you think that you can get to a certain rate faster. I have been in all of those places, and over the past few years following Christ and executing the business ideas that he has called me to do, I've learned a thing or two that I think will be really helpful for you. So let's take a trip down memory lane. For those of you who are not too familiar with my story, I got saved back in 2019. Now, I grew up Christian and I've always been a creative. I never wanted to be an entrepreneur per se. I always saw myself climbing the career ladder, but I always had business ideas in the back of my mind that I would kind of do as side hustles. So in 2019, I actually came to God through a business podcast. And so while I thought I would be learning how to build a business, I was actually learning how to build my relationship with God. And so at that time, I was working a 9-to-5 and I was kind of playing around with some business ideas, but I was stuck in the make it pretty stage. And I think this is where a lot of people who are either wannabe entrepreneurs or are entrepreneurial, they feel like the best way to start something is to make it pretty. So I was making all the graphics for the business ideas that I had. I was playing around with names and branding, but I wasn't actually like doing the business things that are required to fully execute an idea. And I remember I was listening to this podcast and I was getting all the knowledge and all the wisdom, and I was binge listening to this podcast, which also led me to start consuming a lot of YouTube videos and trainings and courses. And next thing you know, I had all of this information that made me feel like I was actually executing. But really what I was doing was just hoarding information. I had a bunch of notebooks full of ideas and full of tips and trainings and to-dos, all of these things, but I had nothing to show for it. I had a bunch of unfinished projects, and I think that was such a frustrating experience looking back now, because I'm like, if I would have been able to just solidify exactly what the Lord was calling me to execute at that time, I could have saved so much time and so much comparison and mental warfare that I was experiencing from getting frustrated as I saw everybody else around me being able to execute these business ideas and reap the harvest both financially, spiritually, relationally, all these things. And here I was, notebooks full of ideas, notebooks full of notes from all the things I had studied, and no business idea fully executed. And so what I've learned over the years is that when it comes to executing a business idea with God specifically, this process is more about obedience than anything. God works a lot differently than the way that we see business traditionally done. Typically, when I see people who are just solely focused on business and are not necessarily Christian, they spend a lot of time doing things out of their own ambition. Some of these people are just very naturally ambitious. They know exactly what they want. They kind of do whatever, you know, fits the market or what's trending, and they run with it. And that's completely fine, right? It's nothing wrong with that. However, when it comes to doing business God's way, I've learned that God already has things that He established for me to do a long time ago. Before I was formed in my mother's womb, God already had a very detailed plan for my life. Now, this was important because I think I'm a pretty good planner. I usually have a plan for my plan for my plan. And so when I came to Christ, I realized that I no longer had to figure things out on my own, but I could simply just dwell with God, seek Him first, and He would literally order my steps. I think when we hear the scripture, you know, the steps of a righteous man are ordered, we think that's only for certain people and it only applies to spiritual things. But that ordering of your steps also includes your everyday steps, even as a business owner, entrepreneur, or someone who has business ideas, right? God is in the details. And that alone took so much stress off of me because honestly, when it comes to business and executing an idea, there's a lot of trial and error and just figuring things out as you go. You're not always going to have all of the information and sometimes even the resources that you feel like you need in order to be successful. But when you realize that you can go to God and He will literally guide you step by step, just like a GPS, it takes that stress off of you of feeling like you have to have it all figured out. And that's one of the things that keeps people stuck inside their heads is because they believe that if God told them to do something, then they should have the entire blueprint in front of them before they make a step. But this process of executing a business idea with God is about trust and obedience. It's about being dependent on God. And that is so opposite of our nature, especially what we see in the world when it comes to business, where you're taught to rely on yourself, to trust your gut, and to do what you think is best. It's the complete opposite when you're following the Lord. He's going to give you detailed step-by-step instructions. And sometimes those instructions don't make sense for what God is calling you to do. That was probably the hardest thing for me to learn over this process because sometimes I would be asking God business questions and He would be dealing with stuff in my character. He would be telling me to forgive people and to sit with Him or to turn down work in order to make more time for Him. And I was like, Lord, this makes no sense. But God knows something that I don't know. And as you're executing and following the Lord in your business journey, you have to recognize that God knows so much more than you. He has already been to the places that He's given you instructions for. Again, God has already been to the places that He's given you instructions for. So the steps that He's giving you along the way, even if they don't directly correlate with business, they are connected in some way. And sometimes, again, you're trying to jump to step Z without even realizing that step B and C are all connected. That's why it's so important to be able to discern the times and seasons, because you may feel like you're in a season where you're ready to execute your idea, and really you're in a season where God wants to work on your character. You may be trying to get to your destination so quick and you want to be so successful. And God is like, pause, if I don't deal with this stuff in your heart right now, then by the time you get to this level of success that you're looking for, you're going to squander it because you were not ready. And that is a hard pill to swallow, right? Understanding times and seasons is something that you really have to be prayerful and intentional about, because even in this process of executing a business idea, there is no instant gratification in business. I don't care what you see online, all of these overnight successes and people sharing how they did it and how they did it in 24 hours or less. Those people have been through years of things that they tried and did not work. And now after their years of experience, they are now able to give you advice on how they were able to make the transition. But it did not come without that time where they were trying and things were not working and they were able to pivot. So again, going back to the idea of times and seasons, you have to recognize that the day that you plant the seed is not the day that you eat the fruit. Another major barrier to executing is people think that just because God gave them idea that it's instantly going to work out and be successful overnight, without realizing that endurance is also a part of the process. You have to endure whether you're a believer or not, but so much more when you're a believer, because as believers, we know that God is able to do the impossible. We know that He's able to do exceedingly above all that we can even ask or think. And we know that He is able to shift seasons and make things happen in an instant. But knowing all of that, we have to recognize that sometimes He wants us to endure through certain things, and it's not a waste of time. So you can't get upset when you're doing something and then you don't immediately see the fruit and you say, you know what? Well, God must not have told me to do that. Or, you know, I'm just going to move on to something else when you haven't even given it enough time for the fruit to develop. Patience is so important in business. And again, I know it's not the glamorous part. I know it's not something that we all want to hear, but just because you started something and you executed it and you didn't see the immediate fruit, it doesn't mean that you heard God wrong. My Cast Your Cares guided journal I started in 2020 is when God gave me the idea. And when I first launched it, for the first 6 months, I had no clients for it. Like nobody was purchasing it. And I knew it was a great product that I literally got from the Lord. That product literally took off maybe 6 months after that. And I started selling like hundreds of copies a month. And I didn't even do anything different. It's just that my efforts met the timing of God, and now I was able to reap the fruit of it. I honestly don't believe that any idea from God is wasted. I believe that there is a time and a season for everything, including the business ideas that God has given you. But endurance and trusting God through that process and being obedient in the timing that He tells you to do something makes the world of a difference. We're going to have another episode where we talk about enduring that rejection it feels like when you launch something and you don't get those results, because I think that that's something that really stops people in their tracks. Now, I have learned so many things over the years about executing a business idea with God, but I just want to share one more thing that has made a huge difference when it comes to having the momentum to keep going, and that is my why. You guys heard me tell Clarissa earlier from the Clarity Cafe about the importance of having a strong enough why. And I think this is really like the thing that will keep you going in the long term. And for me, that has been recognizing that every idea from God was created to solve a problem in the earth. The business idea that you have is literally the answer to someone's prayer. It's the answer to someone's problem. And therefore, there is an urgency that is attached to this. I want you to think about your life right now and something that has really been super impactful in your life. And it was something that you really needed in order to take a next step. Somebody produced that. Now, that person may not have been a believer. However, all wisdom, you know, comes from God. People don't use it in the best way all the time or even to glorify God. But wisdom comes from God. And so you have to recognize that God didn't create you to just live your life solo. We are all connected literally as the body of Christ. And so if God has given you a business idea, number one, He didn't give it to you so that it can fail. He gave it to you as a seed, as a solution. And so for me, that is something that I have always kept in the back of my mind, because I have been a beneficiary of someone being obedient and executing their business idea. My life has personally been changed by people who have started podcasts and who have created trainings and courses and coaching programs. I literally would not be where I am today if those people had not been obedient to launching those podcasts or starting that YouTube channel or creating that coaching program or writing that book. Like, when I tell you, you don't realize how much of your life is affected by the things that other people create. And when you think about that impact for a moment and you recognize that right now you're sitting on ideas that God is literally going to use not only to bless other people, but also to bless you, you just, it just really changes things, honestly. And I think people struggle to get to this point because they've been delaying and sitting on things for so long that they're just like, you know what? I missed my time, or it must not be that important. But if you don't do it, God's going to give the idea to somebody else. And that's where we get upset, right? Because we see other people executing the things that God has called us to do. And we say, you know what? I had that idea first. But if you keep waiting around, God's going to give it to somebody else. And you're going to be in that same place where you're praying for provision and you're praying for God to, you know, provide for you. Yet you're ignoring the business ideas that he's given you. It is a privilege to be chosen by God to execute something in the earth. And it's something that we have to start taking seriously. And that's why I'm so excited about this podcast, because we're going to be going into detail and really helping you to overcome that mindset, but also helping you to practically execute the business ideas. I can't squeeze all of that knowledge and information into one episode. And so continue to follow along in the journey. But I just want to end this episode off by saying that if you don't get anything else from this episode, please understand that executing with God is a process. It is a privilege to carry out a business idea that God has given you. And you have to be in this for the long term. Because again, I know the blessing of being on the other side of someone's obedience, and I want that for you. I know the benefit of executing the business ideas and reaping that harvest financially. And it's just, God can do amazing things with our obedience. And so, yeah, we're going to wrap up this episode here. Soon, we're going to be talking about rejection sensitivity in business and how you can overcome that. But for right now, go ahead and click the link in the description box or the show notes to take that quiz and find out if you are a starter, staller, or slayer. And that will give you access to the free masterclass Idea to Income, which will give you practical ways to execute your business idea without overthinking. So you don't even have to wait until the next episode to start taking action today. I love you guys so much. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.